Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
So you want to learn some easy Italian phrases for your trip.
Fantastico.
What you don't want is a long list of hard to learn expressions you probably won't use, like can I buy a postcard or do you accept traveler's checks? You can waste a lot of time with lists in books. I've lived in Italy for probably over 12 years now, I think, and there are quite a few that I've still never said.
And they're not always the same as how Italians speak in natural conversations.
So in this episode, you'll find 8 easy phrases that Italians use every day. They're the perfect shortcuts for doing important stuff like ordering food, greeting people, and being polite in Italy. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone, and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages. This lesson is perfetta for you if you want to start speaking a bit of Italian really quickly and easily.
Yes, and sound like a local, rather than saying awkward phrases from books. Often, the most natural phrases are simpler than the ones you'll find in typical Italian lessons.
You only need a few words and the right gestures to make yourself understood, and it's really fun. So we'll start with the most important thing.
Mangiare.
Sì, eating. You'll never go hungry with us. In English, to be polite, I often use long phrases like, could I please have...
In Italian, we order things quickly and easily with the word prendo. Prendo.
It means I take, but Italians use it like I'll have, as in I'll have a coffee.
Prendo un caffè. Prendo un caffè.
I'll have a margherita, as in the pizza.
Prendo una margherita. Prendo una margherita.
Next, a phrase our friend John really loves using when he comes to stay.
But first, if you're enjoying this lesson, could you hit the subscribe or follow button in your podcast app? It's one of the best ways to support us and you'll get notified when we release new lessons. Grazie.
Our friend John's favorite phrase is lo stesso. It means the same, a bit like saying, I'll have the same thing they're having.
A handy way of eating local dishes.
If someone near you is eating something delicious or someone before you ordered something that sounds nice, you can just gesture and say the same.
Lo stesso. Lo stesso.
How would you say I'll have the same? Literally, I take the same.
Prendo lo stesso. Prendo lo stesso.
It's important to never let a lack of vocabulary stand between you and Italian food, which leads me to my next favorite technique too, this and that. This is
questo. Questo.
That is
quello. Quello.
And they're perfect for you if you feel a little bit awkward, for example, pronouncing a long name on the menu, or you don't know how to say something at the mercato, the market.
Yes, just point and smile and say, questo, per favore. Questo, per favore. O, quello, per favore. Quello, per favore.
So that's questo if the thing is close to you, like pointing at a menu, or quello if it's far away, like at the market. And then the next most important thing, people.
Food, then people. Your priorities are the same as Brody's, our golden retriever. I'm leaving with 2 golden retrievers.
Brody loves greeting people.
But she can't say hello yet.
Well, saying hello in Italian is actually quite complicated for humans too. Because it changes depending on the time of day and whether you know the person well or not. But luckily there's a one-size-fits-all greeting.
Salve. Salve. ciao can be a bit informal when greeting people you don't know, like waiters, shop assistants, or taxi drivers. Salve is a perfect semi-formal word you can use in these situations at any time of day. Salve. Salve.
And you might have heard us mention this before on this podcast because it's really useful and also quite strange that a lot of books and classes don't teach it. So we're trying to spread the word about salve. And another phrase that's different from how you might learn it in books is pleased to meet you.
In Italian, we literally say pleasure to meet you, but we usually shorten it to just one word. Piacere. Piacere.
Piacere literally means pleasure, so it's like the short version of pleasure to meet you.
Piacere. Piacere.
Another handy natural shortcut for introductions is I am. In English, I don't normally say my name is Katie, I just say I'm Katie.
The same in Italian, we say I am, sono. Sono Matteo. Sono Matteo.
Sono Katie. Sono Katie. You can also use sono in other useful phrases, like talking about where you're from. I'm English. Sono inglese.
Sono italiano.
And a bonus shortcut to keep the conversation going is and you?
E tu? E tu?
I'm Katie. And you? Sono Katie. E tu?
Sono Matteo. Sono italiano. E tu?
Sono inglese. I'm English. So, thanks to our friends at Fluent in 3 months for that tip. And just remember that in Italian, it's e tu. So it's not like e, like in Spanish, but it's e, e.
E tu? E tu?
Next, a polite word Italians use all the time, but most learners don't know about. Permesso.
Permesso. Permesso. It means permission, and we use it to ask if we can come in, for example, in a shop that looks open but no one is there.
And Italians also use it when they squeeze past people. I really wish I'd known this earlier because I spent months and months, maybe even years, saying scusi, excuse me, thinking that everyone was really rude because they didn't move. But then as soon as I learned the word permesso, I felt like Moses because the crowd suddenly parted.
Finally, another polite word that starts with P.
Imagine you want to refill your Italian friend's glass or grab a chair from a stranger's table. Or check if it's okay to take a cheese sample at the market. You might think that you need a selection of long sentences, but actually one word and a gesture will do.
Posso?
It literally means I can, and it's a bit like saying, may I?
Posso? Posso?
So let's review the 8 phrases you heard. To order food and drink, we say prendo, literally, I take. It's like saying I'll have a margherita.
Prendo una margherita. Prendo una margherita.
And you learned the same as in I'll have the same as what they're having. You can gesture and say
lo stesso. Lo stesso.
On the menu, you can point and smile and say this.
Questo. Questo.
Or at the market, you can point and say that.
Quello. Quello.
And you learn the perfect way to greet people in the service industry at any time of day.
Salve. Salve.
And the short way to say pleasure to meet you, literally pleasure.
Piacere. Piacere.
When saying your name, you can just say I'm, like I'm Matteo.
Sono Matteo. Sono Matteo.
Next, if you're squeezing past people and you want to ask them to move politely, we say permission.
Permesso. Permesso.
And to ask if you can do something, it's often enough just to make the right gesture and then ask, may I?
Posso. Posso.
We hope you found this sample episode useful.
You have cheese samples on the brain.
It was a bit like a cheese sample, kind of a mini taster of different ways to speak Italian.
Mm-hmm. If you want to learn more, next week on the blog, we'll be sharing a more complete guide with Italian travel phrases for different situations.
And for today's episode, if you want to see the phrases written down and get bonus materials like vocabulary cards and a quiz, you can head over to our website by clicking on the link in the description, or you can go to italian.joyoflanguages.com/podcast and search for episode 135.
See you next time.
Or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima.